But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about using a travel agent. We talk about it a lot on this podcast. I think we're kind of both on the same side of the argument here. But for people out there saying, I don't need to use a travel agent, why maybe should they consider using a travel agent?
I think primary reasons are expert guidance, personalized travel, and to save you time and money. And yes, the internet has made it easy to book your own travel. Then with that comes information overload. And remember, the internet will only give you responses based on what you put in. So if you don't, you know, there's a point where you don't know what you don't know. So if you're just putting in what your knowledge is for the travel that you are looking for, you might not get the best response from the internet. And also, especially after COVID, travel planning is time consuming. And you really do want to take full advantage of your vacation time and plan experiences that align to your interests and travel style. And so with travel agents, they also are there for you for recommendations. Like if you say, I want to do this, well, you know, in the travel industry, the experts can say, well, what about this aspect? They'll explain travel insurance with you, passport and visa requirements. And if you're doing a self-drive in a foreign country, do you need an international driver's license? The customs and the cultures and all the how-tos. It makes sense if you're booking a group of 15 people or 10 people. A travel agent can get you a better deal than you can yourself with bulk, because we buy in bulk. And we also have access to deals that the general public may not know of. And this kind of goes to most travel agents are aligned to a consortium, like you may have heard of, like Ensemble or Virtuoso. And they have they are able to give you a better buying power, access to different options and amenities that you might not be able to get on your own.
Yeah, it's all good points. You don't, like you said, you don't know what you don't know. So if you're going to a specific destination or something, the travel agent can help you with things that you don't even think about until you're there. And suddenly, you know, the surprise is sprung on you. And now I get it that it probably depends on where you're going and the reason you're going there, because, you know, let me use the example of someone's going to Vancouver, for example, for a weekend to visit some friends. Maybe they're not going to use a travel agent because all they're looking for is a flight to Vancouver because they're staying with friends or something like that, right? Oh,
yeah. So if it's pretty straightforward, as you suggest, go online, find that flight, book a hotel or an Airbnb, because they're quite popular now, and travel agents don't have access to booking Airbnbs on your behalf. And carry on, like, absolutely. It makes sense if it's just point A to B at a hotel or a bus ticket or a hostel. And, you know, for an example, if you're backpacking through Europe, travel agents probably won't get you a deal with hostels or train tickets or beat those budget airlines. And if you're staying in a budget accommodation and not looking to pre-plan any activity or transportation, you're better off on your own because it's pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, exactly. And really, from the travel agent's perspective, it's not really worth their time. I don't really want to use that phrase, but, you know, they're not going to make a huge amount of money booking you a flight to Vancouver if you're staying with friends. So, you know, they can point you in the right direction and say, hey, yeah, this is, you're better off doing it this way. But if you are looking at a more exotic destination, put it that way, or maybe a bucket list type of a trip, that's probably when you need the help of a travel advisor to point you in the right direction, hold your hand, and save you money. And most of all, and you mentioned this, save you time.
Yes. And even as travel agents in this day and age after COVID, we're finding it takes a lot longer to research and get more information because there's so many guidelines, perhaps restrictions, that we have to qualify and just see if it applies to our client's vacation request. And also with regards to, for example, if you took a cruise, we have these relationships with cruise companies and can often get better rates or last minute deals and act as a liaison with the cruise line or tour company or the airline if something goes wrong. And that we have found can happen in travel because travel is really changing. There's new players on the market. There's different governmental guidelines that we've had to look at, some, you know, medical restrictions that people have to understand going into different countries. It's getting lesser and lesser. But for an example, at this past Christmas, we saw a lot of cancellations and plans that went awry, and there was not an option given by the supplier. So travel agents were on the phone, you know, working out how to recover your costs, how to get you home, and we're watching the news in the region. So if something's going on or in the world environment, we know where our clients is so that we can absolutely look at our resources to get to accommodate and to help you in the moment of need.
Having a travel agent on your side when something goes wrong is the biggest bonus, I think, because they have quicker access to, like you say, suppliers and airlines and things like that. So you're not sitting on hold for hours on end trying to get your travel arrangements changed.
Right. And another thing that we hear when people are researching on the internet and they, you know, share what they found, the internet or the online booking source may not give you what you need for, you know, getting to when you get to a destination as far as visas. So we've heard of people like book online to go to a destination that needed a visa, got to that destination, have to come right back. So that's very trying. Or people that are booking online and want to go to the States, currently, you need to show proof of your vaccination status.
Yes.
Yes. Still. And that's, you know, we haven't heard that it's going to change, but does it, you know, you have to be careful because online sources, you're not talking to anybody. They're not taking into consideration the entry or exit requirements or somebody's nationality or passport that they're traveling on.
All good advice, all good tips. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onetta Forbes. And her website is onettaforbes.com. Great chatting, Onetta.
Bye, everybody.